Welcome to our community cinema event. This is our first event, screening and discussion. I'm Kimberly Cronick, Director of Community Engagement at Illinois Public Media, also known as WILL Radio, TV, and Film. For those of us who can hear, we're going to be working on getting rid of that hum. Hopefully that'll happen soon. So just want to mention that we are working on that problem. Come on in. Welcome, please. Before we go any further, does anyone who needs to see the sign language interpreter need to move forward? Is everyone who has that service, needs that service, able to see? Okay, great. Very good. All across the country, people in communities, 100 of them, in fact, are coming together to watch and discuss tonight's film, For Once in My Life, a portrait of the Goodwill Band, and to celebrate the achievements of people with disabilities and tap our feet along to the music that they make. Public television is known for our high-quality independent documentaries, and tonight we hope we'll start to earn a reputation for bringing cinema out into the community to watch and enjoy, but also to engage in meaningful discussion about local connections to issues in the film. In order to do that, we have joined with some organizations who have deep knowledge and connections with the film's topic. Tonight's community partners are Land of Lincoln Goodwill Industries, and joining us from Springfield are CEO Sharon Durbin, Mike Steinhauer, Vice President of Workforce Development and Rehab, and Marketing Director Lisa Bergeron. Also from Champaign is Tiffany Revelins, Consultant for Adults and Youth with Autism and manager of two group homes in the Champaign-Urbana area. They will join us for an after-film discussion, which we hope you will participate in as well. And of course, we're grateful for our national partner, the Independent Television Service, who brings the community cinema series to all of us in public television in communities across the country and provides us with these independent documentaries that we air every week on WILL and in the public broadcasting system. Yay. For those of us who can hear, that hum has gone away. Yeah. We will show you tonight's film with closed captioning, and our discussion tonight is being signed by Mia Morge from Decatur, and we thank her for coming here, and her services are provided to us through DRES, the Office of Disabilities Resource and Educational Services, and we thank them as well. Mike Pritchard in the back will be recording the discussion. I'm going to be taking pictures as well. Couple of other details. We have a survey. It's on the back table. There's pens. We would really appreciate if after the event, or if you have to leave before the event is over, you fill this out so that we can do this again and better than the way we did it tonight. So your feedback basically is very important. Also, if you'd like to know more about these events, we have a sign-up sheet. I'm going to start it up in the front, and if you could just pass it around, we will be in touch with you for that information. Also, there's a schedule back there. And if you turn in your survey, you get a bag of free popcorn. So we're going to be handing this out tonight. So, and finally, the gentleman who put all of this together and who will host and moderate tonight's discussion is WILL's outreach producer, Henry Radcliffe.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Henry Radcliffe, Community Outreach Director at Illinois Public Media, and I would like to thank you all for coming out. This is my first event. I'm a tad bit nervous, but I'm very grateful for all of you for coming out. I hope you will enjoy the film. It's very uplifting, and I hope you will stick around for the discussion afterwards. The film is an hour, so I will get started so that we don't run out of time. I was going to bring up our panelists, but I think I'll wait till after and let's get the film going. And I hope you enjoy it. Give me just a second. So how did you enjoy the film? I I've seen it several times, and I really have enjoyed it myself. And every time I watch it, something else excites me about it. And first of all, I would like to introduce our panelists. We've got Mike Steinauer and Tiffany Revlins. Mike is the Vice President of Workforce Development and Rehabilitation for the Land of Lincoln Goodwill Industries. And Tiffany is a consultant for adults and youth with autism and a manager of two group homes in the Champaign-Urbana area. And the discussion that we're going to have is basically us talking about this film and some of the things that this film makes us think about. First of all, I was wondering, did the film change anyone's impressions that they had about people with disabilities? And we've got a microphone someplace that for people that want to join in with our conversation. So please feel free. For me, it did. There were several points in the film where, for example, there's the part where Terry at the beginning is talking about his blindness, and he's walking outside after he empties the garbage, and he's tapping, and he walks up and he approaches a puddle and he walks around the puddle, and that floored me, because I for some reason didn't think that he would understand that that was a puddle, but it showed me that he is more in tune with what he's doing than I think he is. And as a person that doesn't deal with people with disabilities very much, it changed my impression about the way I think about people like that. And so I, again, like to open this up and hear what you think about the film and if it gave you any new impressions about people. Alrighty. I'm sorry for not letting you guys do that.
Okay. Again, my name's Tiffany Revlins, and for me, there weren't any real surprises for me, because I work so closely with people with disabilities. But what I really liked about the film was the family's aspect. I admire all people with disabilities, but most importantly, their family members, for not giving up on them, and for not always taking the advice, the medical advice, which is often given to them, you know, give up, you know, you might as well put them in an institution, they're never going to be able to do this or do that. And those family members who, you know, they don't take that for their answer, and they fight every day for their child, to me, that's just really inspiring.
Right. My name is Mike Steinauer, I experienced this film in a couple of different ways. I've been working in this field in various ways for about 35 years, and so I've had a lot of experience being around a lot of people who have disabilities, and I'm also, however, a musician, and I play in a couple of bands, and I was really floored by how good they were able to play some of this really challenging music. I mean, the director, I was really blown away by him. I mean, I think he did an awesome job of directing them, and their talents. I mean, they truly were able to play that music well. I mean, that one song, the conga, that's a very difficult piece. And I was really floored by that, and so it was just a great film, and I really appreciated it from a couple of different perspectives.
Another piece that I thought was important: a lot of the musicians had no formal training. You know, they didn't have fancy piano lessons or guitar lessons or drum lessons, but yet they can pick up on this just by hearing it. And so, you know, oftentimes people with disabilities are looked at for their disability instead of their ability. So I think this film really showed that, you know, they may not be able to see, or they may not think the same way that we do, but they can play a piano piece hearing it once. I can't do that. You know, even with lessons, I don't think I could do that. So.
I was going to say that, again, as I've watched it, the determination of the musicians to do what they were doing. As Tiffany was saying, often there are people from the outside or other places saying, oh, don't do this, give up. And all of the people, the musicians, were very strong about their musical abilities, and they didn't give up. They kept coming back and continuing to make the music that they were trying to make and make it sound good. And again, the music director, his persistence and his desire to make those musicians, or not make, but let those musicians show us the musical qualities that they had. I mean, he has two jobs, he's got a family. He also drives like an hour to commute to get to that band to do that. And he is one of the strongest supporters of all of them. And just from watching that, I've learned that, you know, a lot of the things that I think are tough and difficult are not really that tough and difficult. There are people that have things a little bit harder, and they don't complain, and they do really well. And I think that's kind of a positive example that I got from this film. And I must say, some of the other films in the series are not quite as positively uplifting. They show some interesting issues, but I think this is the one that I've watched and I left with a really, really good feeling. And every time I watch it, there are certain segments that just kind of make me, it's almost hard to stop to not cry, particularly like the segment about Melissa and her family. That is one of the clips that's been used as a promo, so I've seen it quite a bit, and almost every time I see it, I have to kind of fight back tears, particularly at the end when Melissa's mother says, you know, her father stayed with me for like 9 years, but he couldn't take it, and so he left, but he didn't know what he'd missed. And as we watch the film, we can understand that he didn't know what he missed, because she's a musician just like all of the rest of them, and everyone in that film is really a good example about not giving up, and don't listen to people that aren't giving you good advice or positive advice. The people that have said, oh, they couldn't do this or they wouldn't be able to do this, they didn't listen to them. They continued, and they actually were able to prove them wrong.
For the folks, the panelists, are there bands, are there ways in which people in our area with disabilities can express themselves, as we saw in the film? Do you know of any opportunities like that in our area?
I know of one, Parkland Pops, and actually we have a member of Parkland Pops here. And you know, he probably knows more about that than I do. So.
Hey, everybody. I'm Darren Walken. I'm from Happy Rockers.
What is something about Parkland Pops and...
I'm not in that no more, Tiff.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Was there a different group?
Yep, it's called Happy Rockers this year.
Oh, new name, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of our residents in the community live in a group home, and they go to a workshop, DSC, Developmental Service Center, and a branch from that. I don't know how it all pieces together, but I know that when he's finished working, he goes to practice. They have like a choir practice. And I have been to one of the performances. I know they performed at Parkland. But it's mostly like a choir singing and dancing. I don't know of any band that is local for our people with disabilities. That would be nice. When I watched this film, I was like, wow, how can we get that started here? But I don't know of any.
Is anyone familiar with the Prompting Theater that is run by Brian Hagee?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. You were in that? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah.
The next play we're doing is about what to do about nothing. And I'm Prince Claudio. That's my character's name. In April.
One of the things I liked about the film is that it showed the teamwork of everybody supporting each other. And I think that spirit was what also helped them be successful. So that's one thing that stood out for me.
There's a woman by the name of Cindy that is blind, and she gets around fine.
Is this someone you know locally?
Yes.
Okay.
She gets on the bus, too.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
I was wondering if the films in the series will be available for purchase.
Yes, they are available for purchase. And I should also mention that this film and all of the films in the series that we are doing will be broadcast on WILL television. This film will be broadcast Tuesday at 9 p.m. on WILL. So you could set your DVD or VCR and record it that way, or you could contact us and see about getting a copy of it. There's a lady.
The thing that I'm taking away from this is that it's really, it blurred the lines between who's disabled and who's not. And I started thinking about how all of us are aware of what we can't do or what we're not good at. It's just that for some people, what they're not good at or what they can't do naturally is more visible or makes it harder to be independent. But this show, what these people do, I mean, it proves that, how do we say, what we hear so often, like what we even tell kids in kindergarten, if you believe in yourself, there's so much you can do. If you can imagine it, you can do it. And so I was thinking, gosh, you know, this is something for everybody. I know it's disability awareness, but I feel like it's human awareness. Like, how much more could we all do if we had that director in our lives, in the pursuits, in our, yeah, this is, that's it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the movie was great. The film was great. I particularly liked the director and the way he related to each individual in their, you know, related to their individual personalities and treated, you know, everyone as equals, which is the way it should be. I also just wanted to mention that annually we have a disability resource expo. It's called Reaching Out for Answers, and that's an opportunity to folks for folks to come and find out about resources that are available in our county for people with all types of disabilities. And one of the things that we really strive to do each year, and this year we accomplished it full force, was to have entertainment that is provided by people, persons with disabilities. And, you know, all of our entertainment this year was that way. And it was just fabulous.
What is that expo?
Yes, and the expo for 2011 will be our fifth annual, and it's going to be October 22nd. So it's a little ways off, but that's during Disability Awareness Month. So I hope you all can join us.
Thank you. My comment echoes the previous comment. I was very impressed with Javier. His sensitivity to the individual emotional needs of each of the band members. And at the same time, he didn't coddle them. He had very high expectations. They work. They behave. He praised, you know, appropriately. He didn't overly praise them, you know, to make them feel good, you know, because they were disabled. And so you know, he's a band leader and a music person, so I was very impressed with that, you know, ability to relate. You just, like, you're like everybody else. This is what you need to do, and I will, you know, take care of you if you do what you're supposed to do.
The question was, when is this film on WL? Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. I'm wondering if our Goodwill representative could tell us a little bit about what Goodwill does in our area and what you'd like us to know about how you're working in the community, what it is you're doing, who you're working with.
Sure. We are one of about 200 Goodwills across the country and in Canada. The Goodwill of South Florida, which is the one where the band is, they're one of the larger Goodwills in the country. I think they're maybe like the fifth largest Goodwill. We have been around for a long time, and as you may be aware, we relocated, opened a new store here in this area. We've had a store here for a while, but we have the new store. And we're in the process of exploring ways that we can partner with the Champaign-Urbana community to provide services that are needed in this community. I know that that there are already a lot of great services in this area. I've known Dale Morrissey, who's the director of the Developmental Service Center, for a long time, and I know that they provide a lot of great services here. As Goodwill, I mean, we have our territory is really sort of across the middle of Illinois. We currently provide services and have always provided services in the Sangamon County area, but under a grant over the last year, we have established a youth mentoring program for kids, at-risk children, ages 12 to 17. We are in the process of rolling that into this area as well. So that's definitely coming. That's one of the things that we're definitely going to be doing. Under another grant, we're going to be establishing kind of a center in some of the areas, and certainly Champaign, Urbana area will be one of those areas where we sort of develop a workforce hub. And we'll be providing computer access for people who have various barriers to employment to help them access employment. So those are some of the things in the immediate horizon. We're certainly have no intention of coming in and duplicating services that are already here, but we're very interested in trying to fill some of the gaps and spaces that might exist here in this community.
So I'm wondering, we have WILL, we've done some screenings before. This is the first time we've had a sign language interpreter. We had thought that we would do it for all of the films, not just the film that features people with disabilities. And I was wondering, if we did that, do you think folks who are using the signer, would you come out to other films as well in the series? Henry, tell us, they're trying to caption the programs, the independent lens, the one that brings you the series. Not all of the programs in the series are captioned, but some of them are, correct?
Right. Some of the films are captioned, and I will be contacting the department at the university. Here at the university, there is a department that takes care of captioning and providing sign language interpreters, and are we talking with them to see that we can get the rest of the films that are not captioned so that we can provide them for all of the members in our community that would like to attend our screenings?
So what would help us is, we do have that sign-up sheet going. Does anyone have the clipboard that has that on it? Okay, it's back there. If you haven't put your name and contact, that's one way we can continue the dialogue, let you know about the programs, if we are going to actually have them captioned and signed, that will help us. So just want to mention that. I also wonder, since we're in a situation where, for me, a group of people that I normally am not with, this might be a good time to ask, in terms of our local community, what are our aspirations? What do people living here want the community to be like, and what are some of the barriers that you've noticed to making that community be that way? And anyone can answer. I'm just curious as far as what are some of the barriers to creating the kind of community that those of us in the room would really like to have?
I can go first. I've been in this community for 10 years, and I've been in this field for 10 years as well. And what we've seen is that the schools do a really good job with our early education. But what happens when those kids graduate at 18 or 21, there isn't a lot of adult services. We do have DSC, thank goodness, but there aren't a lot of adult programs, or, you know, maybe adult talk groups or a men's group, or, you know, there's a lot of things for our residents to do. I know they are trying new things and doing better. There is a CUSR, Champaign-Urbana Special Rec, and that has been wonderful because they are providing programs for our adults. Programs like a movie night or bingo or cooking, you know, learning how to cook. So those things are starting to happen, but still there's just not a lot of things for adults. So it seems like they go to school and they get good services at school, and then when they graduate, that's it, you know? So, and not everybody, unfortunately, is, you know, going to go on to college or whatever's after school. So from, you know, I work very closely with parents, and this is a huge fear they have. They also, as the parents are getting older, they don't know what they're going to do with their child or adult. You know, they're worried that they won't be able to take care of them forever, and then where are they going to go? So we need more group homes and more assisted living places. There's a huge waiting list. and you're lucky if you can get on the waiting list. So I know a lot of families in this community are really worried about the aging process of themselves as well as their child.
My answer to your question is, I think it's wonderful that you're doing this, and this was a great film for building disability awareness. But when you were speaking about having interpreters and captioning in films on television, you were using the language, if we do that. And I think it needs to be, as I understand it, it's the law that happened. And I'm just a little concerned hearing that, well, if we get it. So I really like, if you're asking what you can do, that's one piece, to be sure that's done.
Thank you. That's great. It's nice to know what we can do. So thank you for, and I think working with DRES will make that happen for all the films in our screening. That'll be our goal. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Of the program? Leave, you mean for purchase, if you wanted to get it? Did you fill out, did you put your name on that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If you just make a, if you indicate that for me, that that's what you need, we'll get you in touch. Okay. Thank you. Other comments from people, any more, and other aspirations and challenges to those that folks want to share?
Actually, I have one more. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Also, what I've noticed, I used to work at Swan Special Care Center. That's a place for, it's more like a skilled nursing facility, so very low functioning residents there. But now I'm at a group home where we do have higher functioning residents. And a thing that's always bothered me was trying to find work, meaningful work for the residents. Many of our residents would gladly do anything you tell them, you know, the greeter at Walmart or taking out trash or making something, building something. And what I've noticed in this community, I mean, I would literally go around business to business trying to find work, and a lot of people didn't want to touch it or were scared, or, you know, I just kind of felt like I was getting the door shut in my face numerous times. So I think another thing we need in this community, I don't know if you know businessmen or people who have their own business or whatever, but there are people willing to work and want to work, but they don't get the opportunity to work.
I was just going to add, as you fill out the sign-in sheet, if you would like a tape or a copy of the show or something, could you notate that maybe near your name, and I can try to address that and get in touch with you about that.
I agree with the panelists that we do need to find solutions as far as aging and employment is concerned, but I think that as far as the community, what we really need is accessibility. For instance, I have a lot of friends at the university that are in wheelchairs, and they cannot get up the street right here down Green Street because of the incline. And I've had encounters with other people that because of the drainage, the way that it is set up along Green Street near Wright Street, their wheelchairs have gotten stuck. So it's not just a matter of what type of programming, but more of an accessibility, and not just in the streets, but buildings as well. So I've also encountered people that can't get into public restrooms because of the way that the restrooms are designed. So we just need ADA compliance all around, and definitely within the city of Champaign and Urbana itself. I think that would be more important so that everybody can get around. Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Other thoughts? Other comments on the film? Okay. Well, unless Tiffany or Mike wants to say anything more to wrap up, or
I just thank everybody for coming. I think the film really, really, really exemplifies what people with disabilities can do given the opportunity and given the support and the vision. It's a great film.
I would, again, like to thank everyone for coming, particularly my panelists and the group that drove from Springfield. I would also like to thank any of the people in the room that helped bring other people to the room. Thank you all for coming out. I hope you enjoyed this. The next screening we'll have here will be Thursday, February 24th. The next film is Me Facing Life, Centoya's Story, a very powerful film. Again, this film, for once in my life, will be broadcast Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. on WILL television. And if you remember to fill out the questionnaire at the end, we have some popcorn for you. And again, I'd like to thank you all for coming, and have a good evening.
Yes, thank you. And the survey is beige back there, and there's pens. We'll get the popcorn out now. If you leave that in any comments, again, that will help us not only serve this audience, but future audiences in what we do with the cinema. So please do give us your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you all.